Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
Well, after one of the worst press conferences in presidential history, not just my opinion, Donald Trump has decided to invite President Vladimir Putin to the White House. Now, why would the president do this? Joining us now is Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Rick, give us your opinion of how that press conference went and then the walk back subsequent after the press conference.
It was wild, guys. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's almost trite to say, but it's true. It was surreal to see it all play out like that, scenes that you literally never thought American president could be part of. And, you know, I'm watching it thinking, you know, does the president realize what he's doing here? Does he realize how the hole that he's digging? And as the days have come out since then, I think it's pretty clear that he didn't entirely realize what was the entirety of this moment. And the upshot is that we're sitting here days later, still without a full understanding even of what transpired. We're still trying to figure out even what happened, even as talk turns to another one of these.
Yeah, what was the Helsinki summit all about? I still really don't know. The president has tweeted out that it was about this, that, or the other, but we really don't know what they talked about for 2 hours.
Well, we literally don't know what they agreed to. I mean, the only people in the room were the Putin, Trump, and the translators. We've heard some scattered word about agreements that the Russians have let loose the details of. So those are the details that are still going to start and continue to emerge. But no, we don't really know what this was about. It was strange in the beginning because I had never been part of a summit or covered a summit where the intention was as nebulous from the start. I mean,
right.
There was no kind of stated reason for this or big goal. It wasn't like, okay, we're going to try to denuclearize. There was no, usually these things are, you know, months in the planning and very meticulous in terms of how you plan out what's going to happen and the choreography of what would be agreed to and who would announce what when. This was totally haphazard. And the president, you heard it yesterday from his own national security advisor, who still doesn't even know what happened.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director in D.C., talking about the invitation that the president has extended to Vladimir Putin. So, good idea, bad idea? What do you think of this idea of actually bringing the president of Russia actually to the White House?
Incomplete, I guess, in terms of the wisdom of it, only because, and I say it only because, we don't even know what happened last time, much less what's going to happen this time. And it's hard to judge based on not knowing that detail. So it's premature to start that planning because there's so much that still isn't known. But only the president and Putin really know what they discussed and what follow-up was needed. So it's kind of hard for a layman to, or even the national security team, to make a judgment about that.
Talking with ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, why not just meet on neutral territory again? The first meeting on Monday was in Helsinki, Finland. Why not, you know, meet in Finland again or somewhere else? Doesn't it send a bad message that you're inviting the president of Russia to the White House? Or if not, what message do you think it does send?
It's hard for me to say. I mean, I think the president wanted to show a special respect, a special understanding for President Trump. That's the best I can understand, is that he went out of his way to show him this this respect and feels like it's important to host this next time. But we don't know how it went down. It may have just been one of those, you know, very haphazard, hey, you know, see me in my place next time. I'll host. It's so weird like that, but that really may be as simple as it was.
Rick Klein, ABC News, political director. Yesterday, Secretary Coates, the National Director of Intelligence, was actually surprised. I would even say shocked when Andrea Mitchell from NBC News said, we have breaking news. The White House has extended this invitation. Once again, Rick, this just looks to me like it's haphazard. It's off the cuff. There is no rhyme or reason. If your national intelligence director doesn't know that this invitation has been brought out, that's a bad signal to me. That means not everybody's on board. That means that people don't know what's really going on. That's dangerous to me.
Yeah, it certainly looks like that. It's hard to justify how Dan Coats would know this was happening. He was more honest than you usually get from a government official. But look, it's all happening in real time and in ways that we never anticipated. It's been a head-spinning, world-altering type of week.
What do you say, though, about the Secretary of State, who is, the only word I can come up with, is almost praising Donald Trump?
He says
Donald
he's more
Trump.
Hopeful. He's hopeful that this will be a positive meeting.
Right.
He seems on board.
Yeah, on one hand, you've got the Secretary of State on board. You've got the head of National Intelligence saying, I didn't know that. I mean, you're in D.C. What are the signals being sent in D.C. and how is that affecting, I guess, the inside the Beltway?
Well, I think this may be emblematic of the proximity to the president or perceived proximity. Clearly from this, Dan Coats is not part of the inner circle. Pompeo is. So the fact that the president has talked through with the Secretary of State, but not as Director of National Intelligence, it, to me, is just another signal in that direction, that the overlapping, you know, often confusing circles don't all include each other. Even top members of the administration aren't always on the same page. So I feel like that's what part of what was going on here is just that there were different folks who were conveying different messages, and not everyone is in the same loop. I really feel like that is the way to read this. It may also just be kind of posturing for the boss. And that's the mixed messages you often get in Trump's message, is that it's hard to discern one versus the other.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director. The president has extended, from what we understand, an invitation for Vladimir Putin of Russia to visit the White House in the fall. Do you think it actually will happen? Do you think it will actually, the president will say this is a good thing? Or does he backtrack and somehow somebody doesn't get the invitation or they renege because of the backlash, because of that press conference?
I don't see them reneging because of backlash. I feel like the president's response on this, he took some half steps back, but then he went back, double down, triple down, whatever it takes to go back in the original direction. That, to me, is much more in keeping with how this president tends to operate than anything else. So it would actually surprise me, to be honest, if this didn't happen, given that the White House has announced it to be a priority.
I just hope that Trump doesn't take him to a Redskins game because it's in the fall, you know. I just hope he doesn't do that. If anything, take him to, like, you know, Cole Fieldhouse, take him to a Maryland basketball game or something like that, something where you could actually possibly win instead of the. Am I bashing too much? Am I bashing D.C. sports too much?
Oh, no, not at all.
You can bash as much as you want. Grew up a Giants fan. I have no love for them whatsoever.
Okay. Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Rick, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It's amazing to me that the president, A, invited Vladimir Putin. It's amazing to me that Secretary Coates had no idea. But it shouldn't be amazing to me. I keep catching myself saying, but this is what it's like. This is the new normal. And I know a lot of people hate that cliche. This is the new normal for this White House and this presidency. Hey, we're going to do this. I didn't know. Wow, that's a surprise to me. Bad choice. I shouldn't do it, but I will. Every day there's something new that just doesn't make sense here.
Just feels more like a TV show than a presidential administration.
It does. It feels like a script. It feels like an episode of The Office, not The West Wing.
But it's not scripted.
No, right, right, exactly. Which is even, it's even more. Real quick, does Putin come here or not? Yeah. I don't think he does.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you think
coming.
He does?
Yes.
Okay. See, I don't think he does necessarily because of the backlash. Something will come up. Something will happen. We still really don't know. Let's go back to that for a minute, too. Trump did put out some tweets as to what they did talk about, but it was kind of vague. We still are not sure what exactly came to be at that 2-hour Helsinki meeting. And then why do you need to meet in the fall again?
He's my buddy.
Putin.
Let me meet with him.
Putin holds all the cards. He is the one that has all the leverage. And why you would invite this man to the White House, he's not our ally. He is not our friend. Why you would invite the head of the Russian, or the head, yeah, Russian, not USSR, Russian, the country of Russia, a known KGB guy who wishes it was the former Soviet Union, why you would wish him anything of an overture to come to the White House, to me, is, again, insulting to the country, our country.
I'll give the president this. A lot of, you know, very important people seem to disagree with what he does. He doesn't care, and he doesn't.
True.
Does not seem like he second guesses. He may go back and change his mind, but it seems like he is authentic when he does it, and he's going to do what he wants to do.
We were just bashing the Redskins earlier with Rick Klein in D.C.